This is Retire South Shore Radio, a weekly program designed to educate you on all your retirement options and introduce you to Mark Rolette, founder of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Retirement services and real-world retirement solutions. Looking at the whole picture to design a complete strategy, including retirement planning, Medicare decisions, and legal documents. Now, here's Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Hello and welcome once again to Retire South Shore Radio. It's always a pleasure to be with Mark Rolette, the founder and president of South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, Massachusetts, offering real-world retirement solutions. And the calendar is speaking to me. It's telling me, get my taxes together, get my stuff ready, get ready to meet the CPA. This is an important time for everybody, including retirees.
Yeah, we're getting a lot of calls from clients, making sure that they've gotten all their 1099s from any distributions that they've taken from their accounts, and asking lots and lots of questions. And while I don't give tax advice, we have the CPA firm, Pinkman CPAs, that we had on a few weeks ago, that we would refer them over to. We did want to put together some sort of a checklist for people that they should be, maybe using as a guide to what they should be pulling together in order to make sure that they're maximizing their taxes. And then I have that up on the website for people to be able to download.
And we'll talk about some of the things they should be thinking about here on the show. But boy, is that a valuable asset, because after the holiday season and the new year starts, you're busy with everything, including shoveling snow. Not that we've had that much of it, but this is very important. So really, as we address our audience, many people considering retirement, many people already in it, what are some of the considerations that they have to remember to do this time of year?
Well, I mean, I think the things coming up to tax time for pulling documents together are different to the things that you should be thinking about throughout the whole entire year. But obviously, making sure that you have all of your documents in place, and it's really a good time. We try to get together with clients at least every year. And around tax time, we probably get together with a lot of clients that we would get together with anyways, to just kind of review where they're at and make sure that they're on the same page from a objective standpoint, that things haven't changed dramatically between this year and last year, from how much money they need, where they're living, what they're doing, what they own, what they've sold. So it's a good time to kind of sit down and figure that stuff out. From a tax tips standpoint, the things that we tell clients all the time is, fund your 401ks, fund your retirement accounts, because it's obviously a great thing to do, to have retirement money sitting aside, but it's good from a tax deduction standpoint as well. We got a lot of clients. I had a lady in this week who was confused about the required minimum distribution, which we had talked about a couple of weeks ago. And obviously that rule has changed. So now it's not 70 and a half, it's 72. And we have lots and lots of clients that don't quite honestly need their required distributions. One thing that people are doing is they're, making that donation to charity, their required minimum distribution to charity, which obviously would eliminate the
tax deduction
there.
But it's everything that we're talking about, pretty much, whether it's income from Social Security or pension or whatever, all has tax implications, and it can change from year to year, even in retirement.
Yeah, so we spend a lot of time talking about, I guess you would talk about the spend down pyramid, how you spend your money down. And we look at it a little bit differently to a lot of other advisory firms, and that lots of people in our business would say, don't touch your IRAs for as long as possible, let them grow, and you don't have that tax liability, which a lot of the time is correct, and that works for people. But depending on your situation, I see clients all the time. I was with a gentleman last week who is getting ready to retire, and he has a bunch of cash sitting on the side, and his plan is, I'm just going to live on the cash for the next 3 years, and then I'm going to file Social Security, and then I'm going to start taking the money from my retirement accounts. And I said, well, why don't you look at it a little bit differently? Why don't you spend a little bit of cash, take a little bit of a distribution from the IRA accounts, because you're going to fly under the radar in a very low tax bracket if you did something like that, and not, basically kicking the ball down the road and ultimately be in a much higher tax bracket later in life.
The website for details on the download tax document checklist is RetireSouthShore.com, and also the phone number, so you have it by your bedside, 781-277-4308. It's these kinds of questions, whether it's tax time or the end of the year or the middle of the summer, that people are concerned about, and that's where the worry comes in. And we'll be hearing from one of your current clients, so I had the chance to chat with briefly in the next segment. But really, you're trying to allay the fears and the worries. That's probably a mainstay of your work.
Well, a lot of what we talk about, because that's all I look at all day long, every day, you know, retirement planning and what you should be doing and what you should be kind of pulling together. For people, they only do it one time, right? I mean, maybe a couple of times that they've met with different advisors, but people generally only retire once. And when you're filing your taxes, obviously we do that every year, but they're only doing it one time a year. So the checklist is really just an idea for kind of jogging people's memories as to, oh yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot I have excise tax on my car, or, you know, income came from, you know, unemployment. I was unemployed for 2 months and I have income from that. And just basically to go down through and jog people's memories. And I do the same thing with the budgeting that we talked about before. But the tax checklist really is a helpful tool for people.
This is particularly important because of the SECURE Act, which we've been talking about for the last several weeks, Mark. Things have changed. The government rules and regulations, the age requirements, a lot of things are sort of in flux right now. So you've had a flurry of calls and interest because of that. Even at seminars, I'm sure people are bringing this up.
Yeah, a lot of the focus at the seminars is how have the rules changed and how are they going to impact me now? From a client's perspective, IRA accounts are no longer allowed to be left as an inherited IRA to the next generation. The beneficiaries, if they're non-spouses, now have to take all of that money out within a 10-year period. So how do you best handle that? How do you handle it ahead of time? Do we now look at things like Roth conversions? And lots of people are asking about that, where you take your IRA account and basically convert it to a Roth IRA. You obviously have to pay taxes on that, but now the account grows tax-free and comes out tax-free going forward. So does that make sense? And you know, we'll counsel and educate people and show them, all right, it either makes sense for your situation based on your particular needs, or it doesn't make sense.
And you cannot diagnose something in general terms because, boy, everyone's situation, their holdings, their needs, their desires, everyone's different. So it feels sometimes like you're being pressured at talking to the audience to do things because the rest of the crowd is doing it. But everyone's situation bears investigating very closely, because there are, you've told me about many clients, and many clients have told me themselves, alternatives to what they thought they had to do that actually made more sense for them in the long run.
Yeah, I mean, you can have two couples that look exactly the same from the outside, same job, same level of income, same amount of children, house, you know, the usual stuff. But then when you kind of delve deeper, they could be completely different from a spending standpoint. They can be completely different from a life expectancy standpoint. So while there's a lot of similarities between one person's plan and another person's plan, everyone is unique and every person's situation is unique.
Right. We're talking with Mark Rolette, of course, of South Shore Retirement Services, located in Hingham. Free consultation is available to you anytime. You can call the office at 781-277-4308. We'll tell you about upcoming seminars as well that are open to the public. But it's a good idea to make an appointment if you have the kinds of questions that we're talking about. And there's no obligation. So if you get your questions answered, that's all you need. You can move on.
Yeah.
But Mark is very amenable, Mark and his team. Let's talk about the team, of course.
Sure.
And I'll start with something that's very high on my list, and that's the legal assistance that you get from Attorney Bill Caldwell and the package that you have put together that works really well for both you and your clients.
Yeah, I mean, we've said this for 2 years. I can't be everything to everybody. It's not what I do. So I try to surround myself with specialists in their chosen field, and Bill Caldwell and myself have worked together for going on 10 plus years at this stage. And he offers low-cost legal work to clients of ours, people who come to the workshop, people who call in from the radio show. $399 for an entire estate plan, two wills, two powers of attorney, two healthcare proxies, and a revocable trust. We have this streamlined approach as to how we would do it. Clients will come in and meet with us. We'll take the discovery, and then Bill will put the documents together. It's been so well received.
I don't see how it couldn't be for that kind of price point and also the expertise that you're getting, which is critical. You don't want to have somebody who's experienced in this area.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
yeah.
So that's one area. You mentioned the Pinkhams, who are the accountants' family business as well. And they're particularly busy but important to you this time of year, because if you've got an accounting question about taxes, you want to rely on somebody who really knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, I studied accounting in college, but I tell clients every day, I'm like, I can't give you tax advice because I'm not like an accountant.
Right, right.
But I want to be able to have a resource to reach out to. Obviously, this time of year is exceptionally busy for them and will be up until April 16th probably, and then again, March even for the business filings. But they're a fantastic resource. I've used them myself personally for many, many years for my business, and I really rely on their expertise. So, lots of clients coming in saying, you know, I'm going to sell this or I'm retiring and I've got this deferred compensation plan that's coming out. How did the taxes work? And some of the questions are very simple. Some of them are extremely complicated. So we want to be able to have that resource available for clients to reach out to.
And this being an election year, no surprise that I'm going to bring this up. Healthcare is in the minds of so many people.
Yeah.
And Stu Millard is somebody who knows the Medicare system inside and out and counsels people all the time. And he's a resource that you've been using for years as well.
Yeah, he's a Medicare specialist, basically taking the guesswork out of the whole, not Part B, because everyone knows they have to sign up for Part B at some point. The supplemental plans, which I, again, preface to say that's probably not the correct term for it, but that's what I would call it, the additional insurance that you need. Our focus of our business is money. We help people protect their money. Brian Galligan, who's a registered investment advisor, helps people with, you know, the stocks, bonds, and mutual funds side of things. But there's so much more to retirement planning. Legal documents have to be taken care of. Insurance has to be taken care of. Obviously, taxes. So that was the focus of today's discussion. So we want to be able to bring all the people to the table for a client if that's what they need. If they have their own people, that's fantastic. That's fine. And we can just focus on Social Security and making sure that they have enough income for the rest of their lives.
And a quick reminder that Marshall Wealth Management and the CPA firm are not affiliated with South Shore Retirement Services. There's one more very important aspect of the business, South Shore Retirement Services, and that's the team who really keep it all together, the ladies in the office.
Yeah, Carol and Holly are vital to the running of the organization. They know that. They have great relationships with all of our clients. They know things about them that have nothing to do with their retirement planning, which is a real testament to who they are and the team and how the culture in our office works. We also now have Becky, who's running the social media. So we have a Facebook page now, which is really exciting because I didn't really understand how the whole thing worked. but so people can reach out via Facebook now and we put a lot of posts on there.
Yeah, there's a lot of social media work that's being done of late, which is really making it a lot easier to communicate. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we'll talk to you about the seminars that are coming up. We'll also chat with someone by the name of Pat, who agreed to be sort of interviewed by me, get some feedback from her just about the experience. I think it's such a business of people that you want to hear from people. I mean, we talk all the time about the human element, which is so important to you and your family, whom I've met. And so we'll get into that. And reminder that you can get that tax document checklist download very simply by going to RetireSouthShore.com. Make sure you do that. It's a wise thing to do this time of year, no question about it. And we shall return with more right here on Retire South Shore Radio.
More solid, practical advice about retirement is coming up. You're listening to Retire South Shore Radio. For more, visit RetireSouthShore.com.
When it comes to your retirement, you want to make sure you're with a firm that has your best interests at heart every step of the way. A firm such as South Shore Retirement Services in Hingham, where the prime objective is ensuring you won't have to worry about running out of money in retirement. For over 20 years, founder and president Mark Rolette has built a solid reputation based on that principle.
We feel so strongly that the most important thing to clients that we've worked with has always been, I just don't want to run out of money.
South Shore Retirement Services, with a team of professionals helping you transition into retirement.
I realized very early on that I can't be everything to everybody, so we surrounded myself with professionals in each of their fields, helping people with each piece of their retirement plan.
And a most important piece of anyone's retirement strategy, working with a team you can trust.
Trust is paramount. We feel that trust is the most important element that we have.
To set up a complimentary meeting or reserve space at an upcoming seminar, call 781-277-4308 or visit RetireSouthShore.com. That's RetireSouthShore.com.
Get the custom and holistic plan you need to live your successful retirement. Now, back to Mark Rolette and your host, Jordan Rich.
Welcome back. This is segment two of our program today, coming to you from Plymouth, and always a pleasure to be with you on Retire South Shore Radio. I'm Jordan Rich, along with Mark Rolette. And I wanted to mention the seminars, actually this week, the 25th and 26th, at the Mia Ragazza restaurant in Marshfield. I believe they're pretty much either sold out or close to it, right?
Yeah, I know the 25th is full. And the 26th might have one or two spots left, but they're pretty much full.
All right. We'll tell you how you can find out for sure. But then March 10th and March 12th, you're going to be in Braintree at the Thayer Public Library on Washington Street.
Yeah.
And these all start at 6:30 p.m. So if people want to check you out there and go to one of these seminars, the best advice is to check the dates on the website and then call 781-277-4308, 781-277-4308. The fact that you're selling these out says a lot about what people need and want from you. They want information.
Yeah, I mean, again, people want information about different rules and you know, the filings for Social Security, but we talk about a lot of other things there as well. We do talk a little bit about the Secure Act, which is a huge thing that people are asking lots of questions because it's confusing, because some people are saying, well, I'm not 72, but I'm 71. Am I in the new rules or am I in the old rules? And
right.
So it's confusing. And a lot of the websites with different calculators have not updated their calculators yet. So people, you know, they want answers, because you don't want to not take your required distribution if you're meant to, because that's a 50% penalty.
No, you want to be avoiding those penalties and reaping the benefits that you've worked so hard for.
Yep.
Well, I had the opportunity to speak to one of your clients who, again, was very anxious and happy to talk with me. We should say that she was not paid for her time.
Yep.
And her name is Pat. We'll just use first names. And the first question I asked her was the W question. What was worry like for you before you got involved with an organization like yours? Because everyone, before we hear from her, everyone has that same nagging feeling at the back of their neck that I'm concerned. I don't know if I'm set up. I don't know how long it's going to last. Those kinds of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's a nerve-wracking thing anyways to transition from working full-time to not working anymore. And then the idea of, I think I've saved enough money, or I have no idea. That's terrifying to a lot of people, and Pat was no different. She had done a great job saving. She had a great lifestyle. Her and her partner had kind of teed up, this is what we want to do in retirement. And when we started looking at things, there wasn't any kind of roadmap. There wasn't anything like, how are you going to start pulling the money out of the account? So we just look at things from a balance standpoint, making sure that they're kind of weathering all storms. If things are really good, she's making money. If things are not really good and going in the opposite direction, she's not losing money. And we kind of bucket things out and separate accounts out. So she always would have a continuous flow of income. And seeing it in black and white, you could see the relief, you know, coming over her.
Well, here was Pat's reaction when I asked her what it was like before she started in to progress with Mark and his team.
Literally, you can say I was up at night worrying about this, thinking, you know, will this money last? I have no idea if it will. Am I, you know, going to be a victim of like the 2009 crash and lose everything? I know people that did. You know, we've got a long retirement ahead of us, hopefully. And, you know, I don't want to live, you know, richly. I just want to be able to live and make sure that I have a roof over my head and food in the cabinets, you know. And so, yes, I was panic stricken. You know, basically about how to deal financially with what was ahead.
The next question I asked Pat was basically how she heard about you. And you're in the people business, as I say, and so much of your work is referred to by others. I mean, that's so critical in your line of work, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a great compliment, quite honestly, to have an existing client think highly enough of us that they would send in friends. So that happens a lot. Pat came through us through a referral from an existing client. So, you know, it makes my job a little easier, because they haven't, you know, a non-related to the office person who has had gone through the process with us and had a good experience. So that's kind of how I met Pat, and that's how I met a lot of our clients. Obviously, a lot of people come via the seminars and the radio show. But yeah, I mean, referrals are, I always like to get them.
And here in Pat's words is how it happened.
I actually might have heard it on your radio station, and then I looked it up on the internet, because again, just having retired and I had 401ks kind of all over the place. I didn't really have a grip on what I was going to do financially with all of these things. And I was looking for a financial advisor. So it took a couple of months kind of looking around, but I didn't know what I wanted. And Mark, he was having a seminar down at the 1620 house in Plymouth. So I signed up for that just to get an idea of, you know, what he was doing. And he just, you know, delivered the whole package. I needed all of the legal stuff as well, you know, the will stuff and all the proxies that need to get done.
Well, Mark, most of the conversation I've had with people, including Pat, and we'll hear her final comments in a moment, have to do with the process and the comfort level, which is really important. When I'm dealing with an attorney, a lawyer, a professional, a doctor, I don't care who it is, I want to feel comfortable. I want to feel like I'm in the hands of somebody who knows what he's doing and cares about me. And let's listen to what she had to say, and then I'll have you comment.
You know, gave us really good advice, you know, steered us down a road, you know, it's really hard to talk with people about that a lot of times. And, you know, he was just really good about it and gave us the best advice. His attention to our needs, you know, I think I immediately had a trust once I was asking him questions about different financial investments and things and asked him about life insurance. And, you know, in my situation, he was like, why would you? Why would you waste the money? You know, you've got enough, you know, coverage here. For him to say that, I kind of believed in, you know, that he was looking out for me rather than just what the normal churn of financial advisors would say. Oh, you have to have this, you have to have that. And, you know, he really took a good hard look at what we were making and where it could best, you know, be manifested over the, you know, the next 25 years.
Comment on what Pat had to say?
I mean, look at Jordan. I realize that people can have this sort of a service done in other places, and you know that it's not like we have some super duper investment that nobody else is able to have. But trust is a huge part of this, and you know the comfort feeling for somebody to come in and know that, you know, there's no fixed agenda here. Whatever you need help with, if it's something that we can assist you with, we will. If it's not something that we can assist you with, or if you're already on the right track, we'll absolutely tell you that. That's the vital start of any good relationship, and especially in finances, because people are nervous anyway. And a lot of clients, and Pat was one of them, she said, I don't know what I don't know, you know. So it's nerve-wracking to not understand every option that's out there. So to have somebody lay it out in a very simple way, it doesn't have to be complicated to be right. This is how this would work, and this is why I think you should do something like this.
Well, people want to know that you're going to be there for them down the road, and you're a young, healthy guy, play a lot of golf, and you're not going anywhere. And the fact is, that's the bulwark of your organization is you can rely on people to be there to get back to you, to try to get an answer to your questions as quickly as possible. Because I can tell you, these questions are serious, and people who are retiring or about to retire, you know, this is top of mind stuff.
Yeah, I mean, we want constant communication with our clients all the time. And I spend probably half of my week meeting with existing clients or speaking to existing clients and just answering and fielding questions. Carol will obviously address a lot of them as well in the office. But, you know, people are nervous. I talked to clients last week and they're just nervous about, you know, what's going to happen to my particular account. They had a fixed indexed annuity, so the money was protected if the market were to go down. They're terrified about the coronavirus and, you know, if that spreads and it's nerve-wracking to them. You know, how is that going to impact my money? Is that going to have any negative impact on them? So just to be able to continuously hold someone's hand to a certain degree and reassure them that, all right, we put an income plan together that's not going to get impacted by anything that happens.
Yeah. You know, the news headlines can scare you, whether it's the virus or just the political machinations, things that are going on. And we're almost taking the news out of the equation, the way the news is presented, and looking at the hard data. And everybody that is involved in the retirement process, even those with, say, we say meager estates, these are people, I say meager, I mean, it could be anything, but these are people with stuff that they've earned that they want to protect. It all boils down to protecting your income.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter whether you have $50 million or $50,000. It's important to you, to your life savings, and you want to make sure that you're utilizing it in the best possible way. And that's what we do. That, you know, that making sure that not only are you spending your money as efficiently as possible, that you're not overpaying in taxes. So we would obviously bring the Pinkhams in if that were the case. And that's part of the whole, you know, have this tax checklist, have this thing that you can sit down and kind of map out, all right, all of the stuff that I need to pull together. And now is the perfect time to do it, because it's not April 15th yet. You still have a bit of time. Lots of people have not filed at this stage, but they're actually actively pulling things together.
While we're on the subject of the website, sure, along with the seminar information and a lot of other things, there's the GAP report, which really is a terrific starting point for people who are just thinking, it's about time I got down to brass tacks and started to think about my situation. That GAP report allows people to take almost a firsthand look at basic budget, and that budget is going to set them on the right path, hopefully.
Yeah, I'm not trying to put people on a budget and say you got to trim, you know, and stop spending money, but you have to have a realistic idea of where you're at and how much money you spend. And I give those GAP reports to people just so it kind of jogs their memory. It was with a couple this past week, I think it was on Wednesday evening, and they had a budget in mind, and then I gave them the GAP report, and she goes, oh my God, I forgot I get my hair cut four times a year. Yeah. And, you know, all these little expenses that come into play.
Yeah.
So the GAP report kind of gives us a realistic idea of, all right, this is how much money you think you need in retirement. So let's put a plan together and see if that works. And if we have time, meaning, you know, you're not retiring next week, so if you're retiring in a year or 2 years, let's try and live on the budget. Not necessarily for a year. Let's just see if you can do it for 3 months. Because if you can't do it, I'd rather find out while you're still working than when you're actually transitioning.
See, I think that's one of the most prescient things you've mentioned over the years, that idea of testing out the lifestyle, testing out, taking the car out for a test drive in a sense, and deciding, is this what feels comfortable? And things, final point, can be adjusted up, down, in, out,
of course,
throughout the course of one's life, including retirement.
Absolutely. We want to make sure that you have a solid foundation to provide yourself with income for the remainder of your life, which could be 20 or 30 years in retirement. But things are going to change all the time. You know, clients sell homes and now they don't have that expense anymore, or they buy an additional home and maybe they're saying, oh, I'm going to pay cash for that. And it doesn't make sense to pay cash because you've got RMDs, required distributions coming down the pike. Let's use your money to pay for that asset. So things change all the time. Unfortunately, people pass away, and that's happening a little bit more, having done this for more than 20 years.
And the fact that people are living so much longer.
Yeah. Yeah, so you want to make sure that you have the ability to make adjustments to everything. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. We covered a lot in a very short time, and it just flew by. But one of the things I did want to mention, of course, along with that tax document checklist, which is downloadable at the website, is the seminars. This week, the 25th and 26th, the 25th, we believe, is sold out.
Yep.
Maybe a few slots in the 26th at the Mia Ragazza Restaurant in Marshfield. And then in March, March 10th and 12th, that's a Tuesday, Thursday, at the Thayer Public Library, right there on Washington Street in Braintree. So you're moving around a lot with a lot of options on the South Shore.
Yeah, I want to kind of be able to reach out to people who are within a close proximity to our office, because, you know, from those workshops, people will come in and have their own analysis put together if they want. So I want to make sure that we're not an hour and a half away from the office.
You know? So do check the website, retiresouthshore.com. You can call 781-277-4308. And Mark, I hope you have a lovely, this is a leap year weekend. I hope you enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Leap year was yesterday, Sadie Hawkins Day, but today we're into March.
Absolutely.
Okay. Have a great, great day. And everyone out there, enjoy, be well. We'll see you next time. This radio show may contain concepts that have legal, accounting, and tax implications. It is not intended to provide legal, accounting, tax, or investment advice. By contacting our company, you may be offered information regarding insurance and fixed annuity products. Annuity guarantees rely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurer. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims-paying ability of the issuing company.
You've been listening to Retire South Shore Radio, a presentation of South Shore Retirement Services. For the latest on free seminars, to obtain a report, or to set up a consultation, please visit RetireSouthShore.com. Stay tuned for more real-world retirement solutions. RetireSouthShore.com.